All right, welcome scholars to July 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because, in my opinion, America has some of the most fascinating stories in the entire history of humankind. So with that said, let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everyone stand up, let's face the flags and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. Now on to today's program. America bombs Rome in World War II. We'll wish a happy birthday to Samuel Colt. Lizzie Borden is acquitted of murder. We'll wish a happy anniversary to Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow. And George Washington Carver starts working with Henry Ford. All right, so now let's get started. 1943, Americans bomb Rome. 1,800 civilians died. War is hell, folks. There are atrocities that happen, mistakes that are made, and people who die seemingly for nothing. In this case, the purpose was to destroy railway yards and break the will of the Italian people so that they would lose their faith in their leader, Il Duce. The Italians never thought the Americans would enter their eternal city of Rome. Why? Because that's what Mussolini had told them. Meanwhile, Hitler was losing faith in Mussolini quicker than the Italian people were. Adolf Hitler knew that Mussolini was in trouble and decided to have a little chat with him. And when I say chat, I mean a full-on beratement in German, which Mussolini couldn't even understand without a translator. Mussolini already knew he was defeated in the war, and unsuccessfully tried to convince Hitler he had it under control. But the next day, Hitler sent Field Commander Erwin Rommel to take command of the Greek islands in anticipation of Mussolini turning his back on the Axis powers and joining the Allies. And then the war got really interesting. More on that next week. Going back to 1860, Lizzie Borden is acquitted of murdering her dad and stepmom. 40 whacks with an axe to the stepmom. That's not very nice. She was acquitted of the charges and lived in obscurity in Massachusetts for the rest of her life. There have been numerous TV shows and movies about that, even a hard rock band from the 70s and 80s named after her. The most recent movie, I believe, is called Lizzie, and it came out in 2012. Check it out. 1966. Happy anniversary, Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow. He was 50, she was 21. 1942. George Washington Carver and Henry Ford began working on oil alternatives. Carver, as many of us remember him, was famously making agriculture much easier for poor farmers. Using ordinary peanuts, Carver was able to make many products like milk, cheese, soap, grease, and much more. There's a big debate as to whether or not he invented peanut butter. Some people think he did, some people think he didn't. Anyway, he also made hundreds of inventions out of sweet potatoes. In 1942, he got together with his good friend in Dearborn, Michigan, Henry Ford, to begin making a synthetic rubber for the war effort. Carver finally found a way to make the rubber substitutes from goldenrod, which is a plant weed. The Carver-Ford friendship is one of America's great friendships, and in the late 1990s, Ford Motor Company awarded grants of $4 million over 2 years to the George Washington Carver School in Tuskegee in Alabama. George Washington Carver friends like a box!
And so that's going to wrap it up, my friends, for July 19th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. What are your thoughts on America's involvement in World War II? Have you ever shot a revolver? What about that Lizzie Borden story? Crazy, right? What's your favorite Sinatra song? Or what about the friendship between Carver and Ford? What'd you think of that? So yeah, let me know what you think. Now, don't miss tomorrow's program. Armstrong takes a giant step. The Viking 1 goes to Mars. A blistering summer in the state of Iowa. Mad Dog Cole. William Peter Blatty. And Bruce Lee. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So in the meantime, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.